Good morning, everyone. Merry early Christmas. You see, we changed the name of the church. It's now Conan Productions. No, I'm just kidding. That's for today's event. So we're going to have a really awesome day in the Lord. We're going to have our normal starting service, and then we're going to have the joy and gift of seeing our kids do a play and sing some songs for us. It's going to be an awesome day. You guys ready to stand up and sing some songs with us?
I take that as a yes. There you go. You got competition today, because they're going to sing.
Yeah, man. Put your hands together.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plain, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Why this jubilee? Why your joyous strains prolong? What the gladsome tidings be, which inspire your heavenly song?
Come on!
Gloria in excelsis Deo. to Bethlehem and see Him whose birth the angels sing. Come adore on bended knee, Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Go.
Sing it out loud.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. Our God. Darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise, there's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger, God you are higher than any other, our God is healer, awesome. Power, our God, our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? Then what could stand against? with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is with us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? Then what could stand against?
Sing it out.
And our God is greater.
Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other.
Healer God.
Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God. Our God.
Good time. Sing to him.
And our God is greater.
Our God is stronger.
Power in your name. Sing it all together.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain. There's an army rising up.
You want to be rise part of that army? Sing out.
There's an army. Chain, break every 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 chain.
Let's sing it out now. Call on the name of Jesus. There's power in that name. Think about that. There's power in the name of Jesus to break whatever's going on in your life today. There's healing in that name. Just the name of Jesus. If you can think of nothing else to say, say the name of Jesus. Sing it with me.
At this time, we're going to light our third candle. So if you want, you can have a seat. I'm going to make you get up in a little bit, but you can rest a little bit. I'm going to have Becky. She's going to go ahead and light the pink candle for us. Thank you, Becky. And we're going to, I believe the candle joy, because we have joy in Christ. And watch this, please. So if you're able or willing, I just think this is a song that particularly we sang it last week, and it's just one of my favorite Christmas worship songs called "Light of the World." And I just want you to stand if you're able and sing to the light of the world. His name is Jesus, and just worship Him. Behold your King. Behold Messiah. Thank you.
longs for a little bit of hope. Oh, come, Emmanuel. A child prays for peace on earth, but she's calling now through a sea of hurt. Oh, come, Emmanuel. And can you hear the angels singing, glory to the light of the world, glory, the light of the world is here. A child breaks with the tears of a mother.
Song. I could sing that forever. All right. So right now, I know our kids are going to head on out for a little bit, and then they're going to come back in and take control. Everybody else, say hello to those around you right now.
Do you have an announcement sheet in there?
Who, what?
I gotta steal this for a second. I'm gonna steal your innards. I'll get back.
I wish somebody would do something with my innards.
Here you go. All right, everyone. How you doing? How many of you got all your Christmas shopping done? Good. All right. So, how many are thankful that Amazon, God gave us Amazon Prime? Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right. Am I missing an announcement sheet? I'm missing it. Here. Here we go. All right. I keep missing the announcement sheet. So, anyway, first announcement is welcome. We're glad everyone is here today. And we want you to relax, have fun. Our kids are going to bring a really cool thing to us today. It's going to be fun. But if you are visiting, we'd love for you to fill out your card as being a visitor here. We want you to relax and enjoy and just hear what God has for you today. Parish Foundation, you can see that there's a sign up for that as well. Some other things youth group will have a Christmas party after church. And you can see the other information where they won't be meeting. Angel Tree campaign. Hopefully you remembered your Angel Tree. If not, Jen's going to hunt you down, right? No. but we want to make sure that we get those in enough time to the children. Thank you again for everyone meeting the needs there again as well, because it's awesome to help somebody make a difference in the world. Poinsettia orders, you can see that they are in here on this sheet, and they need to be due today. So if you want one, fill it out, and you can drop it in the plate, too late, it already went around. You can drop it in a basket on the way out, or you can give it to someone, and we'll make one of our greeters, our ushers, will make sure that gets to you, gets to the right people. Financial Peace University will be here for those who are interested in 2019, and if you have any information, you can contact Debbie DeVirgilio. It's awesome to help with all kinds of financial stuff and help you really get a start on that. And Grief Share, you can see the information about Grief Share as they're winding down this part, but they are going to be kicking back up at the first of the year, so we are excited about those. A couple other things that are inside your bulletin. You can open it up, and here's what I did. I gave this to all of you inside the bulletin. Looks a little bit different today with the kids. This is so you can put this on your refrigerator so that you remind yourself, and this is so that you can have someone else. You can have someone else come with you. Our Christmas services, what we're going to do is next Sunday, we will have, we're going to celebrate, it's going to be our normal service at 10 a.m., but we're going to celebrate it in a Christmas atmosphere in the love of Christ, and so we're going to worship the Lord at 10 a.m. next week, so it'll be our normal church time. And then on Christmas Eve, which is hard to believe, it's a week from tomorrow, believe it or not, so you better start going. Prime is only 2 days. You want to go ahead. We will have our family Christmas Eve service on Christmas Eve, and that's fun for the whole family, and they're all here, and we have a good time, and we celebrate the Lord's birth. That will conclude with candlelight service. The Sunday morning service will conclude, we will have communion. That'll be our Christmas communion. So it gives us an opportunity to connect in many different ways, and we know that people are very busy, but both those worship experiences are to connect you to Christ, so and just to have a great time. And, you know, it's very funny if you turn on the TV or you watch some movies or something, Christmas movies, and they talk about, they bring out the real meaning of the season, and it never has to do with Jesus. Jesus is the real meaning for the season. And so we want to do that. And I shared with somebody the other day, there's this whole thing of Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. I want to share with you what holidays means. It means holy days, and it's holy because his name is Jesus, right? So they're really saying Jesus either way. So when they say Happy Holidays, it goes back to Jesus too. I mess with people, all right? So, Bob, I know you wanted a couple seconds real quick just to thank everyone for... You can't because he doesn't have a microphone. Okay, so for those who may not have heard everything, Shop with a Cop was yesterday, and he said this organization is the second most in in giving of our time and gifts. And 104 children received a great Christmas because of the time that everyone contributed with Shop with a Cop. And we're very thankful to that. And I missed Donner, but I heard it was one good-looking reindeer. That's all I got to say. So you'll have to look for the pictures. It's out there. All right. So anyway, but that just awesome. It's awesome to see us, see community coming together. All right. Couple prayers that we have here. Jen Wilcox said, happy birthday, Chad. Okay, there you go. And was that part of the celebration last night, Sidewalk Prophets? Is that who you saw? Okay, awesome. Yeah, well, I just saw it last night. It tells you what my week's been like. All right, so, but that was awesome seeing them. They're fantastic. Rachel, Boyd asked for prayers because Jordan is having the final phase of his treatment tomorrow, and please pray. This is a very severe part here. There's this little boy over there, and so Jordan's been really battling with this for a long time, and so we just pray that God is really in acting with the medical staff here to really bring complete healing to his body and to this family, who from the point they've been married have dealt with health issues in one way or the other. And this is very, very, we're getting down to the end here, and we know that our end is only God's beginning. So we want to go ahead and hope that God continues to be the healer that we sing about today. Right? So I'm going to ask that you just go to the Lord in prayer with me right now. Heavenly Father, again, we come to you today with joy around this festive time of year. But in the midst of that, God, we also know that there are prayers and joys. I thank you for those who contributed today with your tithe and offerings, that you, God, you use them around the world, literally around the world here. I also thank you, God, for just for this, that the reason why we celebrate is because you loved us so much that you came to be the light of the world. And we know that in this world, with all the darkness that's out there, God, we need you, and we need that light. To the birthdays, we're thankful for those. We're also thankful that Joanna Shea is a grandmother, and Jackie had a baby, and everything seems to be great with mother and child. We also, God, want to lift up particularly Jordan, as he's been in this battle, and he's a young husband and father, and God, just we just pray. We know what we want. We want complete healing, and we lift that up to you at this point. And be the healer. Be the mighty God in this area. To get, at this point, we're going to be selfish. Give us what we want, God, because we want him into full and complete healing so he can be with us for years and years and years. And so, Lord, whatever you're going to do in our hearts today, we want to thank you for the children that are going to bring this fantastic presentation to us today. And ultimately, God, it comes down to the love that they have for you and the love that that you have for us. So God, the rest of this time, let you do your will. We love you in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody says, amen. Ron.
Good morning. This morning's reading is from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7 from the English Standard Version. The birth of Jesus Christ. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinus was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothing and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
So just to let you know, pretty soon it's going to become a movie theater around here. And so as part of that, if you want some popcorn, we have some of that today. Just raise your hand. Our ushers will make sure you get it.
Came to see Mary. She was doing laundry, and then the angel just appeared and she was really scared. So Gabriel was like, Mary, you're gonna have, like, I can't say it good. Mary, you're gonna have a baby. You're gonna have a baby and you will call him Jesus. And then Mary was like, I'm not gonna have a baby yet. I'm only a teenager and I'm not married. Then the angel Gabriel told Joseph that Mary is not lying. you are having a new baby. And so they met up. They went to Bethlehem, which was Joseph's old town.
They ride a donkey. I don't know.
A camel.
Oh, yeah, a camel. She said, this donkey's fast. They tried to go to a hotel, and
they asked the keeper for a place to stay. The keeper said,
we have no rooms. Literally, no rooms.
So Mary and Joseph walked away sadly, but then he said,
the only place in here in Bethlehem that you can stay is a stable. And then he just pointed the way and they followed.
When the shepherds were taking care of the sheep,
then they saw angels.
The angels said, a new baby is getting born, who is king of the Jews.
The angel were singing,
glorious. And then the shepherds said, I think we should go there and meet him. The second, I think, said, yeah, I agree with you. And the other said, yeah, me too. They had to walk through a bunch of grass and bushes, maybe have to camp out a night. Then the wise men heard about it.
And then a star appeared.
We should probably follow that star. It's pointing down to the barn.
So maybe we should follow it. Maybe. So the wise men went to Jesus.
They gave them gifts.
A stuffed animal, like a hippo one they have at home.
Some diapers, and some wipes, and some milk, some shoes, some Jordans.
Gold ring and Latimer.
And I don't know how it would survive in that barn. Too stinky, too crowded, and ugh.
I think he probably pooped because the room was very smelly.
Thank you for coming.
He's adorable.
He's gonna be our best friend.
I love you, and you're the best baby I ever seen. There, I said it.
The new baby is gonna change the world.
Isn't she? Never mind. Here she is. Lots of help you were.
Hello, sir. It's an honor.
Sit down and take notes. I'm on no sleep. 10 cups of coffee, 2 cans of Red Bull, and a bag of Twizzlers for lunch. And I've come up with the greatest movie idea of all time. All time.
Okay.
There's a man and a woman, and a baby. A special baby. No, the opposite.
Okay.
He's special, but in a good way. No, a great way.
Okay, that could be an interesting twist to work with. A family movie, maybe, with a love story between the baby's parents.
Oh, yeah, the baby's parents. Ooh, the baby's parents-to-be have to travel to the father's hometown. But when they get there, there's some kind of crisis and all the hotels are closed. So they end up in a warehouse, a shipping container.
Nice, like an art house, bohemian kind of feel. Set design would love that.
Then there's a crisis. Let's see.
I know. She goes into labor at the worst possible time.
Yeah, I love it. They can't find a doctor, so they need some kind of makeshift crib, yada, yada, yada. Oh, then some blue-collar guys in town come by to help.
Blue-collar.
Working stiffs. You know, welders, dock workers. I got it. Farmers.
Farmers coming to a warehouse in the middle of a city?
Yeah.
Why?
Because only the common man knows that this baby is special.
Okay, I think I get where you're going now. Something the regular working person can relate to. And the farmers come to help out somehow?
Help out, hang out, I don't know, something like that. You're the writer, you figure it out. Oh, I've got it! The birth scene ends with a long pull-out camera shot of the father, mother, baby, and the visitors in the warehouse for an iconic final shot.
Nice, that could work. So what does the baby do that's so special?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing. Yet.
Ooh, I see a sequel coming.
Can you do it?
Sure, it's sparse, but I can make something of it. It's a great premise, a feel-good story. It sets up a sequel. I can make it into a full-length movie or book. Maybe both.
Actually, let's add a little more to punch it up.
Okay, but I don't need anything else. I started with a lot less.
I want the birth itself to be special.
Like Boom Chicka Wow Wow? That's an entire... I mean, like an alien slash fringe thing? Where the baby comes exploding out of...
No, not the birth. The conception.
The... Uh-huh, you want the conception to be special? Like Boom Chicka Wow Wow? That's an entirely different movie, sir. That can cause problems with the ratings board.
Boom Chicka Wow Wow? What's wrong with you? There are kids here.
Kids? Where? We're in your office, remember?
There will be children watching this movie. I want this to be PG. PG-13 at the most. So no Boom Chicka Wow Wow. The opposite of that.
What kind of special conception is the opposite of that?
You're the writer. You figure it out. Taxes. I hate taxes. Why aren't you writing this down?
Well, so it's political?
Animals. I love animals.
Animals? You mean like a dog or a cat? I know. A talking pet who rescues the baby.
A talking animal? Please, be realistic here.
Yeah, right. That would be the crazy part.
No, just, you know, someplace where there'd be livestock around. I know, we need exotic visitors from another land with fancy gifts.
So it's a huge costume drama now. You know this budget will be through the roof, right?
A crazy king, and he does something so evil people will gasp in horror.
Now it's a horror movie? I don't know, sir.
An escape to a foreign country. Now that's a huge epic, right?
Epic isn't the word I'd use. More like schizophrenic.
What was that?
Nothing, sir, but you're talking Hunger Games size here. 3 to 4 books and movies. If I can get all of this to make sense in the same story, I don't know.
A star.
Yes, now you're making sense. If we could get a big star to sign on, we might be able to get this greenlighted. I'm thinking Russell Crowe, Jennifer Lawrence.
No, not that kind of star. I mean a star in the sky, like a comet.
Hurtling towards Earth to destroy it? Like a disaster movie?
The opposite of that.
What's the opposite of...
Ooh! And angels. Angels coming and going all over the place. And a musical number.
You mean like Broadway?
Bigger.
Maybe I'll just have the angels do the big musical number.
That's perfect! Listen to this. It splits history in half.
So you want a feel-good, family, love story, art house, political, costume drama, horror, escape, disaster that's not a disaster, supernatural, musical, historical, epic, with animals and angels. Anything else?
Peace.
Yeah, peace, man.
No, the story. It brings peace to the whole world.
Of course it does.
What would it take you to do all that?
You mean aside from, like, a $1 billion budget?
Yeah, aside from that.
Okay, this is Lord of the Rings territory now. We're talking 3 to 4 huge books, 5 to 7 movies, maybe a theme park. We're practically creating a new religion here.
Oh, no, we're not doing that. The last thing the world needs is a new religion.
Okay, it's nice to know you draw the line somewhere. But I gotta tell you, I don't see how any of it will make sense in the same story.
Well, work on it and get back to me in a week. Thanks, Doc. I'm feeling a lot better now. You've helped me so much since this past week. This is my first day back in the office since my episode. I'm waiting on a screenwriter to come in. I think I scared her a little last week, and I need to apologize. Then I'll take that overdue vacation like you recommended. Oh, here she is. Gotta go, Doc. Hello, miss. You know, I never did get your name.
Never mind that. Here.
What is this?
It's a screenplay, and I have to say, I think it's the best thing I've ever written.
You mean this? This single piece of paper is a screenplay.
Yep, and it's all there.
What's all here?
Everything we talked about. It's a feel-good, family, love story, art house, political, costume drama, horror, escape, disaster that's not a disaster, supernatural, musical, historical, epic, with animals and angels.
Uh-huh. Security, I have a code red. Listen, last week when I had you in here, I wasn't exactly myself, and I may have said some things that were a little bit, I don't know.
Crazy!
Well, crazy is a little strong.
Oh, no, sir. You were crazy. Then I started thinking about it, and I don't know. Something just came over me, and I started writing it. Please, sir, I know the sounds.
Crazy?
Fair enough, but just give it a read, please.
Sure, I'll read it, but for now I have a couple friends here who are going to take you to see another friend of mine, okay?
Wait a minute, what? Oh, I get it. No, sir, you don't understand.
I guess it couldn't hurt.
Just read it, please, read it.
I guess it couldn't hurt.
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child because Joseph was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to the public disgrace he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife, but he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that was a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there,
The time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn, and she gave him the name Jesus. Shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I'm bringing good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
The stars in the sky.
they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about the child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all of these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all of the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where's the one who has born of the King Jews? We saw the star in the east and have come to worship him."
He was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he heard, called together all the people, chief priests, and teachers of the law, he asked them where Christ was to be born, in Bethlehem and Judea. They replied, "For this is what the prophet has written, 'But you, Bethlehem, and the Lord of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judea, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of the people's Israel.'" The Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from it the exact time the star has appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and say, go and make a beautiful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too might go worship him. After they heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country another route.
Appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, he said. Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, out of Egypt I called my son. When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. Then what was said through the prophet was fulfilled. A voice is heard from Ramah, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because there are no more.
After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who were trying to take the child's life are dead." So he got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave them the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
All right, give him another hand. There we go. As you can see, he gets that from his mother. So. She gave me a look. I better end this. Oh, okay, all right. So good job, right? Great thing. You really get us ready, so we're excited about that. All right, so next week, we'd love to have you coming back, and we'll be getting really in the Christmas mood then and working through that. Next week, here's going to be our message. Next week, you got it, Melinda, there? It's not there? Oh, it's not there. It's called Get Ugly. And it's Get Ugly, Sweaters, and Gifts. So next week, I'm challenging you, wear your ugly sweaters. And some of you don't have to go buy anything. Some of them sweaters are pretty ugly. So I'm just joking. But we want you to have ugly sweaters, and we're going to talk about the ugliness of actually God's gift, and we're going to talk about those things. So go ahead, and just like around the table, there may be a gift for the ugliest sweater. I don't know. We have to wait and see. So get working. Have a great week, everybody. God bless.